Harper Audio presents Dear Chairman, Boardroom Battles and the Rise of Shareholder Activism by Jeff Graham, performed by David Drummond. Introduction. In 1966, William Schlinsky finally snapped. A long-suffering shareholder in a well-known public company, he had endured more than a decade of financial losses and non-competitive performance. The company was a venerable institution, almost a century old, and once the pride of all Chicago. But over the course of the previous 30 years, while its younger competitors harnessed technology to revolutionize the industry, the company hunkered down in its ivy-walled fortress. The president and CEO was one of Chicago's most famous businessmen, but he was also a stubborn traditionalist. "Baseball is a daytime sport," he insisted. Bill Schlinsky's father had given him 2 shares in the Chicago Cubs when he was 14 years old. It was a cruel gift that was more than just a lifetime of fruitless sports fandom. It was a bitter lesson in corporate governance. Over the next 14 years, the Cubs never finished in the top half of the National League standings. In fact, they placed either second to last or last in half of those years, and managed only 1 winning season. To make matters worse, the Cubs' futility was not confined to the baseball field. The company had not reported an operating profit in years. By the mid-1960s, about 60% of all Major League Baseball games were played at night. Baseball under the lights had become extremely popular with fans, and most teams scheduled almost all of their non-holiday weekday games in the evening. The Cubs were the only holdout.